We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live!
Welcome to The Mouthpiece, episode 142. Today we're going to talk about the NCAA title game tomorrow night. My poker week, which hasn't been the way I've been feeling. My poker game last night with Senator Ted Cruz, and whatever else y'all want to talk about, The Mouthpiece is next. Welcome, everybody, to The Mouthpiece. Hey, I'm a little bit out of it. A lot of people have been calling me, texting me, seeing how I'm doing. Because, as you know, it's been 2 weeks since our last show. 2 weeks ago, I mean, the weeks are just flying by, but 2 weeks ago we talked about, you know, how I've been struggling with the weaning off the pain meds. And so it's really had a really big effect on me. So it's been a really, 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 really tough struggle. But I'm doing well. I haven't played any poker. I played one day. I lost $11,000. It was the only day I felt good in 2 weeks. Was stuck 30. Was real happy to only lose 11. And other than that, it's just basically been wake up, deal with pain every day, deal with detox every day, get some IVs to help me get through once a week, and that's really been about it. So the worst thing that's really bothering the most is, because I'm getting off of everything, is I'm putting on a lot of weight, and I hate the way I look. So I'm working on trying to fix that. And we have, let's see, today's the 7th. We have 7 weeks till the World Series. So I got 7 weeks of eating good, or trying to, and trying to get these rest of these pain pills out of my body. Me and my pain doctor talked about it on Wednesday. And he kind of wants it all out of my body by May 1st. So that gives me 24 days to get the rest of it out. It's a little bit faster than I was hoping. At my rate, I would still have like about a half a pill left in my body, but he wants on the first for me to go cold turkey the rest of the way. So I don't know. He says it's very important to get it out of my body and get my brain working at a high level before the World Series. So that's what's kind of going on with that. I've been watching the March Madness. Things are, you know, fun to watch. Like I said, I'm a little slow today, guys. I actually had drinks last night. I'm never supposed to drink. First time I've had a drink in a year, and I just drank some wine, and I felt good when I woke up. But now all of a sudden it's like everything sucks. I'm feeling like shit. But you know, it is what it is. Just trying to. I apologize for not like hanging out with you guys the last couple weeks. It's been a real, 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 real struggle for me. And we are going to have, we are finalizing the getting the red carpet and the premiere for the documentary at the end of May. That's kind of what I'm going to work on all this week. I'm in line to do a final table broadcast for GG Poker on Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. And that's still on schedule, as long as I can wake up, because I keep sleeping all day. But I'm sure I'll be able to get up. And so I'm going to be doing that as a special guest appearance on Tuesday morning. Then, let's see. I was invited. I had an invite to go do a charity tournament on the 15th in LA. So I was thinking of going back to LA. Then I was going to go play on Hustler Casino again. And then I had, but then like last night, I was hanging out with a bunch of, with Ted Cruz and a bunch of big donors, and they wanted me to do a charity poker tournament in Dallas on the 17th. So basically right now I'm trying to fluctuate between trying to get the rest of these pain pills out of my body, not be depressed, not be in pain, try and do these charity tournaments, do this final table on Tuesday morning, and that's kind of what I'm dealing with. I went and hired a massage therapist. She worked on me 2 days ago. I was hoping to get some relief today. I really haven't gotten any. And so, you know, everything's pretty good. We had a fun night last night. I tell you what, I don't give a shit with half you guys that don't know anything about anybody, but hanging with Senator Ted Cruz, this guy's the nicest guy in the world. Like, I mean, he told me exactly what I tell you guys. The world is in a very, very, very scary place right now. You know, very, very scary place with, you know, Iran could bomb Israel. We have Biden administration playing both sides of the fence, worried about reelection. We talked a lot about, they all think it's 50-50. It's a toss-up. I don't know. I gave my 2 cents. I don't think we're going to win, but, you know my thought process on the whole thing. But, you know, there was a lot to be said yesterday. The eclipse on Monday, we can talk about that. A lot of people are very worried. There's the risk for terrorist attacks at the highest levels, but I told you what's coming. It's way too quiet, dude. It's fucking April 6th and it's so quiet. But 2020, we had George Floyd and COVID in full gear, and now everything's really quiet. So I hope I'm wrong. I pray I'm wrong. And that's about it. I ended up skipping the WPT Voyager for many reasons. I told you guys, I think a couple weeks ago, is because flying all the way to Florida, dealing with the detoxing, I didn't want to be miserable on the cruise, so that would have to set me back another week, and just felt that it was just not the right time to do it. So you know, I'm just, this has really been, the toughest 2 weeks of my life in many years, like toughest 2 weeks in, I don't know, 5 years. So, you know, I appreciate all you guys on the show that have my personal texts that have reached out to me, worried about how I'm doing and stuff, because I guess it's pretty obvious when you don't see me tweeting much and you don't see me saying much, that's usually a good thing that something might be wrong. But, you know, it's got everything to do with trying to get off these pain pills. And I'm pretty much almost two-thirds of the way done, but I can't even explain to you trying to do this shit. So, you know, I hope I made the right decision. If I didn't, it's gonna suck. But I was talking to a friend last night in the poker game. He's like, am I worried that I'm going to be like out of, you know, not in top form going into the World Series, you know? And I am. Yes, I'm very worried I'm going to be not in top form going to the World Series. But, you know, that I was worried about that last year and had the best World Series in 4 years. So, and I thought I played great. So, you know, we'll see what happens. See if I could, you know, start playing a little bit, you know. I don't know. I played last night just for fun. I enjoyed it. Had a lot of fun. Met a lot of good new people. Met a lot of the same people that from last year. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. So, what do you guys think? NCAA championship game tomorrow night. I mean, you got a guy that could defend the big guy in the middle for Connecticut. I mean, Edie's better than Klinger. But I think UConn's got better outside shooters. It's going to be a hell of a game. This is not really going to be a game where I think UConn wins by double digits again. They might, but I don't think so. I think it's a really good matchup. I haven't even looked at the point spread. I presume the line's about 6. Am I right, you guys? That's what I would make it if I was making the line 6, 6.5. But this is a good matchup for this is the first matchup where UConn can't have their big men just go wild. So I think it's going to be a good game and a good matchup. And let's see. Yeah, 6.5. That's about what I figured. 6, 6.5. That was my guess. I got a feeling that the this is really weird. So, do you remember the last time? There's only been a 16 seed beat a 1 seed. It happened twice. The first time it happened, Virginia came back the very next year and won the championship. The other time it happened was last year. Now Purdue's playing for the championship. I don't know. I think we're not going to talk about calls in a women's basketball game. Sorry. Have a nice day. I can't do it, buddy. I can't do it. I don't know, man. I think Purdue is the right side. I really do. They know that all the fish cakes are going to bet the favorite, and I ended up yesterday. Winning one and losing one. I bet $1,000 on NC State, which I knew was a sucker's play. I felt bet both favorites, you know, but I thought NC State, you know, they had the size to compete, but they didn't. They got out rebounded like crazy. It was just not even close. But and then I doubled up on UConn in the final game. And so we ended up making $1,000 yesterday. Yippee hi yay. So, you know, probably watch. You know, going into the series, you know, I play really good mixed games. It's like it's not like it's you have to be. It's kind of like riding a bike, you know. So, and I play mostly mixed games of the series. So, it'll be. I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's, like I said, I spent the last 6 weeks, you know, working on getting ready for the series, and I'm going to do the same the next 7 weeks. You know, I am a little bit upset about the weight I put on, and I need to work out, but I don't know how to work out because it's too hard for me to work out because it's very painful. So I'm going to probably go tomorrow and buy one of those swim spas. I don't know if you guys have ever seen them, but they're like jacuzzis, but they're like rectangular, and you turn them on where the current goes one way, and you kind of go in there and you kind of swim, because I think that's almost the only way I'm going to be able to lose this weight, because I've been off Adderall for 7 weeks, and getting off the Adderall combined with getting off the pain pills has made me just eat, and I just want to rip my face off. So I'm going to lose this weight. It's just, can I do it? Can I lose 15 before the series starts? It's kind of like what the plan is. So we'll see what happens with that. let you guys let me know what you guys' thoughts on the championship game is tomorrow. Like I said, I'm leaning Purdue. I haven't talked to. I'm gonna, of course, make my normal phone calls to what all the poker players are gonna be on, but we'll see what it is, you know. And let's see what else is going on in the world. Yeah, let's see. Nothing much, really. Everything's about the same, I guess. I really did have a good time last night. Senator Cruz is a really nice guy, super nice guy. Probably one of the most honest, nicest people I've ever met, actually. So for all you people that don't just want to repeat what you hear on the internet or whatever, and you've never met somebody, I don't really give a fuck what you think, because I know what a good person he is. And that's all that matters. So, because, you know, when you hang out with somebody all night and you talk to people all night, you talk about different things, you know if somebody's full of shit or a good person. So I really enjoyed that. And Phil was having a good time, too, until he got stacked on the last hand of the night. And then he fucking threw a fit when he lost $650 and quit. It was pretty funny, actually.
Are you crazy, Phil?
And, yeah, the plus 6.5 is such a good matchup. Like, Klinger's been able to just do whatever he wants against anybody, and he ain't going to be able to do that against Edie. Matter of fact, I played with him last year, you know, and we talked about a lot of shit last year and this year, and he says I'm going to probably lose my 40K, that he thinks it's going to be Biden, but he's not positive, you know, running against Trump. It depends what the numbers look like, but, you know, it's a pretty fucked up situation, but it is what it is. Politics is a very nasty, nasty, nasty sport. So, let's see. What have we covered? Poker, didn't do much. I played once in 2 weeks. We covered that. NCAA tournament's been fun to watch. NBA, I'll let you guys know when we're making some calls and when we have when the red carpet for the for the documentary is going to happen. You know, if you guys like you. If the election was today, Trump would win in a landslide. Okay, even they said that, all the people I was with last night. But there's a long time between now and the election. So there's nothing really much to talk about. Yeah, we're going to do some giveaways, and we'll definitely probably 1st of May... we'll give away to my private screening of the of my documentary. So I'll let you guys know what's going on with that. And let's see what else is going on. I'm not dating anybody anymore. I guess that's good. And I'm just working on myself. I got to fix myself before I could worry about being with others. So, you know, it's been hard, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. It's been really, 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 really hard. what did she do? More like what didn't she do? They're just, I'm going through one of the toughest times of my life, and I'm not getting much support, so I've got to move my own way. And that's it. Where am I storing the 30 million at? What 30 million? I wish I had 30 million to store. The cats are good. Let's see. One's right. Hi, Wooty. Come here. Here she comes. Come on, baby. You want to come up? Come on. Come on. Meow. Meow. Come on. Okay. There you go. Oh, well, everybody want, you wanted to say hi to everybody, didn't you? Huh? Meow. What? Don't cry, little girl. Oh, my big black girl. Oh, she's so big. I know. Okay, well, you can go now. Everybody wanted to say hi. Where do you want to go? Okay, don't get stuck on me. There you go. Yeah, she's doing good. The little one's crazy. Gizmo, I don't know what he does. He just runs away from everybody.
He hangs out on the couch and hisses at me every time I walk into your kitchen.
He's on the couch?
In the couch.
Oh, yeah, he's in the couch. Yeah, that. He's not going to be happy when we get a new couch. That's for sure. That's for sure. All right, well, let's take some phone calls, talk to everybody, see what they want to talk about, and we'll go from there.
The Mouthpiece.
If you'd like to take part in our phone call segment, you can give us a call at 702-329-0480. And if you're a snowflake or a pussy and you don't want to talk to me, you can email me at mouthpiecepodcast@gmail.com. Also, follow me at the Mouth Mattiso on Twitter for times that our call-in segment will be live.
702-329-0480. Give me a call. Tell me what you want to talk about. We'll talk about whatever you want. Yeah, we had a lot of fun last night. We had an argument. We were all going back and forth. MJ or LeBron? You guys know I'm on Team LeBron. I don't even think it's close, but you know, I don't care that MJ has 6 championships. I mean, he played with one of the best players to ever play, and the team was so good. He had the best rebounder ever. He had Scottie Pippen would have been a number one and considered one of probably the top 20 greatest players of all time, maybe even higher if he wasn't on that team. He had Steve Kerr, Tony Kukoc. I mean, LeBron brought you and me to the finals in 2007. He brought you and me to the finals in 2018 when they traded out half the team at the trade deadline. So, and he made 10 straight NBA finals. I'm sorry. And at 39 years old, he's still a top 8 player in the league. So I'll be on Team LeBron. You don't have to like it, but we argued about it last night, you know. I mean, the Lakers have won 9 of 10 for the first time since their title season in 2020. The Lakers have won 14 out of 17. And the sick part about it is they still might not. If they lose tonight to Minnesota with no LeBron, which I think they will, they're still might not get out of the 9 seed. They probably won't get out of the 9 seed. Think about that. Think about winning 9 out of 10 and not getting out of the 9 seed. Now, if they win tonight, which I don't think they will, the line is, I am not back on the Lakers bandwagon. I am not. I still think they suck. But they did get Gabe Vincent back. He's not playing tonight. And rumor has it that Vanderbilt might come back for the last 2 games. These are guys they need to defend. They don't need nothing but defense out of them. If they could defend, the Lakers are the second best 3-point shooting team in the league since the All-Star break, and they're number 2 in total offense. So if they could get those guys back to defend, if they could get out of the 9 seed, I mean, I sit there and I'm sweating for them to get to the 7 or the 8 so they could possibly, like, not have to lose 2 in a row. And tonight's a big night because Sacramento, I love Sacramento today. I had them. I had the Knicks. I bet Miami at half down 17. They lost by 2. I mean, this was a big game for Miami. They were never just going to lay down. I thought that was one of the best bets of the year. The line was 1.5. It's now 2.5 Minnesota. I don't know. I don't know how the Lakers win tonight. But if they do, then they're going to have a shot as high as the sixth. Let's see. Phoenix lost tonight. They have 32 losses. The Pels have 32 losses. Phoenix has a brutal schedule. I see them losing one more game. So if the Lakers were to win tonight, and finish with 33 losses, chances are they would get the sixth, as high as the sixth. And that sixth seed is pretty coveted because they match up incredibly against the Oklahoma City Thunder. So it's very interesting. But if they lose tonight, they'll have 34 losses, and Sacramento will only have 33, and Sacramento has the tiebreaker, and that would mean Sacramento would have to lose two of the last four, which I think is very possible. They have a very brutal schedule, and the Lakers would have to win out to even move in front of them. And then the Lakers would have to win out if they lose tonight. And I mean, they're just staring at the 9 seed. I mean, that means they have to play Golden State, which they don't have to win that game. But if they could win tonight, I think there's a great chance they win the last four. Golden State is stuck in the 10. There's no way they're getting out of the 10. So it's very interesting going on there. I'm just sweating, hoping the Lakers to get to the 7 or the 8, so they don't have to, so they could be in a position where they have to lose two games to be out of the playoffs. I'm not on the Laker bandwagon. I don't like our chances, but if they could get as high as the 6th, which I don't think is possible. But if they do, they'd have to win all 5 games. If they get as high as the 6th, they're right now, 45? They only have 4 games left. I'm sorry. That's right. So they have tonight 3 more games. If they could get as high as the 6th, I do think that they could make the Western Conference Finals again. But if they don't get to the 6th, I don't see them even. They don't have to make the playoffs, so pretty crazy. 702-329-0480. Just call. Let me know what you guys are doing. I'm really looking forward to watching this Laker game. Starts at 7 tonight. I don't know how they're going to win without LeBron. It's back-to-back. I knew it. Pretty sure he wasn't going to play today. They're looking at, they need him healthy, and they believe they could beat anybody. I don't believe that. I don't know if they could defend well enough. They could score with anybody, I can tell you that much. And I've been telling you guys for a while, they go as far as D'Angelo Russell takes them. D'Angelo Russell puts up 20 a game, the Lakers are fucking tough to beat, man. I mean, he's been just shooting lights out, so yeah, we'll see what happens. Let's see. Nobody's calling me, so fuck off. I don't give a shit. 702-329-0480. Like I said, I apologize to all you guys that I haven't been on in 2 weeks. It's been very, 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 very hard for me to motivate myself to even get out of bed. So, what's up? Welcome to the Mouthpiece.
Mikey, how's it going? I bought your book recently, read it. It's a great book. I love it. I actually tried to get you to sign it when you were out here in Los Angeles not too long ago. If you remember, I sent you a message.
Yeah, I saw your text, but I didn't know. Did you see me in L.A. or no?
No, I didn't go. I didn't want to, you know, wait around in the lobby with the book and a marker in hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I was watching you on the tally for sure. That's for sure. It was a lot of stuff. But so my question with reading the book, when you were I guess the days of your stimulant use, like when you were flying high at the table on stimulants, mm-hmm. is there a particular player that kind of is stuck in your call that kind of knew you were going through that and knew you were flying high and was kind of like taking advantage of you at the table?
Because when I was like high at the table, like on meth and shit, I was super focused.
Yeah.
So I was playing at a really high level. They actually couldn't compete with me, you know, but at first, like I talk about the first 6 months, then it changes and turns on you. But I don't have no regrets, dude. I made mistakes.
Yeah, because I know there's that one guy that cheated you over the internet, that fat sack of shit, whatever his name is. I forget. The World Series champion, you know, the one. The one that
Russ
Hamilton. To play online.
Yeah, Russ Hamilton, yeah.
Yeah, that fucking piece of shit, dude. I can't believe he's not in jail.
I can't believe he's still fucking walking around Florida. And I mean, if I'm 55, he's got to be like 80 now. I mean,
oh, he's probably living it up over there with the millions and swinger clubs. And
I
shit.
Mean, he was like 50 in 1993 when he won the World Series. He's got to be like 81.
That is true. I watched it on VHS actually, a couple of years after the fact, though. Yeah.
Whatever. He's a piece of shit, man. But, you know.
One more quick comment. Now you stated a couple episodes ago about that you believe that the toughest. Because I'm a low limit. No limit. Mm-hmm. And you stated that you believe that those are really some of the toughest games or competitors. Can you articulate on that?
Where's that?
I don't know. You made this statement. I don't know if you said it in LA. You said the 3-5 games are tougher than the 5-10, 10-20 sometimes. Maybe because of
they are. The smaller games are much tougher because those are people that are grinding for a living. Like the smaller you play, the tougher the game. The higher you play, the easier the game. That's just always been the way it is. Yeah,
you
know, there's
so you just got basically have the bankroll to sit down at a 5-10, 10-20, whatever.
The people that play really big play with millionaire, like people are worth hundreds of millions and billions, and they lose hundreds of thousands, like their quarters. It just doesn't matter, you know. The richer you are, people. You got to remember, when a rich person loses $100,000, like these really, it's like me or you losing $10. So.
Yeah, no, I know, get it.
And when the those same rich people very seldom play $2-$5 and lose like $500, because $500 is nothing to them, and so they need to get their juices flowing just like anything else.
So yeah, I get it. That's true.
Why even I've said this since the day I became pro 28 years ago, is the higher you play, the better the game. I mean, yeah, there's better players, but there's also more players that give away money. So,
And where would those limits start at? Like probably 10, 20, no limit, I would say?
Nah, they probably like 50, 100. All the you go smaller than that. Like 25, 50, 10, 20 are all pros. Like he just said, the 2-5 and the 1-3 are just literally the worst poker games in the world. Like the worst poker games in the world.
Well, like, why? Just because they're tough, or what do you mean?
Yeah, they're all tough. They're all pros. They're all.
Shit. Okay. Because that's what I play. I do okay.
Well, it depends. If you play 2-5 in Texas, you'll fucking make gazillions. Or if you play 2-5 in Oklahoma or Florida, you'll crush it. If you're playing 2-5, 1-3 in Las Vegas, you will be struggling to make money.
Absolutely.
Games in Vegas.
I'm 10 minutes from Commerce Casino, so I'm play here all the time. But what do you think? But I have been to the Borgata. What do you think about the 2-5 over there?
Haven't been there in years. Haven't been there since 2013, 2014, 10 years. Haven't been there since my injury, so
I do well over there when I go over there, which is weird, and I just grind it out over here. So
yeah,
that's the way it goes.
I mean, I'm sure the games are good. Where do you grind it out at?
I'm 10 minutes away from Commerce Casino. So.
Yeah. I mean, the Commerce got rid of all their games, and now they're begging for poker to come back because they realized that they thought they could just put in house games throughout the casino and they would do great, except only a certain amount of people could lose a certain amount of money in house games. So they pissed off all the poker pros, and they pissed off all the locals, and they ran everybody out of the Commerce, and now they're trying to get the action back, and everybody's playing over at Hustler, they're playing over at Bike, and they're playing over Hawaiian Gardens, and nobody gives a fuck about the Commerce anymore. You can't just treat people like shit and then expect to get the business back. Yeah.
When did they do this with the removal of tables?
They did that about that point. Fucking when they got rid of the WPT LAPC, 2019? 5 years ago?
Okay. Right before COVID type of deal then. I wasn't playing then.
Yeah, so.
Right on. Thank you very much. Like I said, the book is excellent. I think my favorite chapter is with the police guy when he got arrested, and then he comes out and tells you one thing, and then he goes and tells him another.
That was incredible.
That was phenomenal.
I'm telling you, when the guy fucking puts his, when I'm crying and he puts his hand on my shoulder, of course I don't think you'd sold drugs for a living, Mike. I'm gonna go in and fix it, and then goes in there and says this to the fucking judge. That's when I realized that, you know, how corrupt the criminal justice system is. So, like, you know, everybody that listens to me pretty much knows I'm a pretty honest guy, right? So I'm not making this up. So that's why when people want to say, oh, Trump did this and he's going to jail for this or blah, 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 I'm like, dude, it's all a scam, dude. Everything, they could put anybody in jail for anything. You know, show me the man, I'll find you the crime. You've heard that statement, you know?
Yeah,
it's like they went up there. I mean, it. Now that you brought it up, you know, now it brings back that memory of when I was out in that hallway crying, and he's like, I know you didn't do what they're saying. I'm going to go fix this. And then he goes in there, and he doubles down with the prosecutor. And, like, these corrupt motherfuckers made up this entire thing about me, set me up, right? Basically did everything they could do to plant the evidence, and then told me I'm going to do 10 years in prison if I don't wear a wire, and I told them to go fuck themselves. So, you know, it was pretty crazy, you know? And,
I could imagine. And then you got set up to begin with. Like you told them over and over, hey, I don't really do this type of deal, blah, blah, blah.
They knew it. Yeah. The guy was, the undercover cop was like one of my closest friends. Well, pretended to be one of my closest friends. So he knew that all I did was play online poker. He knew I never did anything. Like everything, it was crazy.
This is the same cop that put his hand on your shoulder telling you that?
Yeah.
He was your friend the whole... He must have had a hard-on for you or something.
No, and then the guy, Keon Covey, my doctor, was literally working with the undercut with the feds like 7 years after he set me up. Because if you remember when the guy robbed the Bellagio cage and there was some guy trying to unload cranberries and the 5K chips, well, they said he was the Keon, the doctor, was the guy setting up the guy trying to sell the chips with the same exact police officer that was undercover against me. So, like, once you're an undercover working with the feds, once you say yes, they own you for life, dude.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, man.
I'm a big fan of the podcast. I listen to mainly comedy podcasts, but you're the only one that's not comedy that I listen to. It's great. Keep up the good work. It's very raw. Honest. I like what you're doing. I see your numbers are growing. Good job, Mike. Thanks.
Yeah,
keep up the sobriety as well, man.
Thank you, bro. All right. Have a good one.
Yeah. Okay.
You got it. Yeah, so that was pretty, you know, the criminal justice system is so corrupt. They can make up take it literally. See, that's the reason why the politicians are all so corrupt, right? Is they're all lawyers, right? And so a prosecutor is a lawyer, a defense lawyer, They're all lawyers. So they go up there, they come up with some fakakta story, and they literally lie. Like, you've seen defense lawyers, like, that try and get their client off. They come up with some fakakta story, and they spin it, and they make you think, well, maybe that did happen. Even though deep down they know that the guy is innocent, or is guilty as fuck, or innocent, whatever. And that's what they're doing in all these cases with Trump. You know, it's like, it's pretty insane, actually. But he's not going to get convicted of anything, so it doesn't matter. But I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be crazy. But, yeah, so I know how corrupt the criminal justice system is. I've seen it. I've seen it firsthand. I seen the prosecutor of Las Vegas, Nevada, go in front of a judge and spin this story after they knew everything about me. That was so fucking unbelievable that if I sat and tried to write a script that they were making about me, you couldn't write the script. Like, she goes up there, "We believe Mr. Mattiso is selling drugs to finance his poker." His poker habit. When they knew that I never sold drugs in my life, the guy knew that I had to make 80 million phone calls to get something for him. So, pretty fucking scary. You know, and once I saw that, you know, and after it was all done, if you don't do anything illegal anymore, you won't be in that spot. But I'm telling you right now, like, once I saw that story they spun about me, I can't even imagine how many people that are sitting in jail that are innocent, that didn't do shit. You know, it's so crazy. Yeah. Well, the thing is, Mr. Hornets, is the people on the left, they're happy to see their political opponent be put in jail. But if it happens to them, they'll be like, "Trump's a dictator. Trump's going to put his political opponents in jail." So everything that the Democrats say that the Republicans are going to do is what they're doing. And that's just a fact. You know. So I wish somebody else beside Trump was running. But he's not. And I talked to Ted last night. We talked about it. And you know, everybody in the room knows every fault that Trump has. And he has plenty. But, you know, Ted says, what's he been in Congress for, like 15, 20 years? He said that Trump's the most pro-American person he's ever met in his life, and that everything he's doing is for the country. And here's a guy that called his wife ugly. Here's a guy who said his father killed JFK. and yet, him and Trump are best friends, and he told me that no matter what you think of the man, you can hate the man all you want, but he loves the country more than anybody's ever met. So, guy's not going to make it up in a room of 24 fucking people that are paying $3,300 a plate to raise money for the campaign. So, there's just, he's not going to, and that's for Ted's reelection campaign, not Trump's. So, just, you know, when you say something about somebody, you know, like that, I don't need to know anymore. You know, I know that he's just not what he's going to say. Oh, he's brainwashed. No, he's not. Guy's fucking a Harvard fucking educated person that's probably more intelligent than everybody that's listening to this podcast, plus me, plus Danny. You know, so, you know, whatever, you take it with a grain of salt. I think we red-pilled Phil pretty good, though. He's pretty red-pilled. It's pretty funny. Well, we talk about that. We even talked about politicians who always lie. You know, he says, well, you have to lie in front of the camera. It's a lot. He goes, it's part of the game. You know, so, like, when you talk about that you have to, things that you have to do, and it, you know, it's like that's part of the game in Washington. You have to be part of that game, but he went to Yale. Well, I wasn't sure. He went to Harvard and Yale, I think. Because I asked him, like, what's the difference between Harvard now and Harvard back then? And then he said, he goes, back then there were only half commies. Now they're 100% communist. That's pretty funny, actually. But anyways, yeah, we talked about the Ukraine borders, and we talked about, like I said, none of us have a problem with the Ukraine, taking care of Ukraine. We have a problem of not taking care of our own. And that's kind of, you know, what we kind of talked about. And whatever is what it is. 702-329-0480. If none of you guys are going to call me, I'm going to go watch the Laker game. But I just wanted to check in with you guys and let you know that I've really been struggling about... no, I could have Vivek come on if I want to tomorrow. I can call him tomorrow if I want him to. If you guys want to talk to Vivek, I mean, he's not running anymore. I'm more than happy to have him come on. I'm going to go watch the Laker game. Tomorrow night, I think I'm going to bet $1,000 on Purdue plus 6.5. I think their big man, Edie, is better than Klingon. And I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be really close. I mean, if Alabama was able to only be down 8 points with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go, I think Purdue could play a hell of a game tomorrow. So, who knows, man? I might be wrong. I mean, this fucking UConn team might just be that good. But we'll see. Barry, you have such severe Trump derangement syndrome. It's so sad. Like, who gives a fuck about TJS stock? I mean, who gives a fuck? Like, it's a fucking company. Like, stocks go up. Tesla was low, what, like $1,000, and now it's $100. Like, do you understand how the stock market works? I'll teach you how the stock market works. If somebody thinks the company is going to be worth so-and-so, they buy. If they think the company is going to go to shit, they fucking short it, okay? Same with Bitcoin, same with everything else. If you think it's going to go up in price, you buy. If you think it's going to go down, you short. That's how the stock market works. Nothing is a scam. Do you remember when they were selling those NFTs for like $2.8 million? And I was like, this is the biggest scam I ever seen. A four-year-old kid can make a drawing like this. Well, now they're worth like almost nothing. Well, to that person that spent $2.8 million for the NFT monkey guy or whatever, to him it was worth it. So that's just how stocks work, you know? But I advise you all to buy stock at MikeMattiso.com because Mike Mattiso is going to make a lot of fucking money in the next 3 years. That's all I have to tell you. And I'm going to find me somebody that loves me and cares about me. And my life's going to be very good the next 3 years. I promise you that. So if you want to think of investing in a stock that's going to do good, at the World Series this year, I'll sell half of myself. You guys buy as much as you can buy because Mike Mattiso's stock's going up. That I could tell you. And with that in mind, I'm going to go watch the Laker game. I will see you guys hopefully next Friday or Saturday. It's been real hard for me. And hopefully I'll get some poker games in this week. And I might even, and I'll let you know what I'm doing next week. Have a good one, guys.
The Mouthpiece.